Is Tesla channeling its inner Henry Ford? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Rocky Newman, professor and coordinator for supply chain and operations management at Miami University, explores the differences and similarities between these automakers, which changed the game nearly 100 years apart.
Is Tesla, by tightly integrating its supply chain, following the 100-year-old strategy of another famous automaker? Can Tesla revolutionize the world again by making an affordable electric car for the masses, much the way Henry Ford did with the Model T in 1908? Ford took over his supply chain to make his own parts rather than buy from suppliers, giving him the scale and control needed to make better cars cheaper. Let's roll the clock ahead 100 years. Like Ford, Elon Musk is building a huge new battery factory to gain control over this strategic component. Musk will use them in an all-electric car priced for the masses, the upcoming Model 3. I ask, will history repeat itself? At about $15,000, batteries are the single most expensive component in an electric car. Industry experts believe the tipping price to be about $35,000 for an all-electric car that has a range of 300 miles on a single charge. It's debatable if Tesla is there now, but as Tesla makes more batteries, they gain opportunity to make batteries cheaper and better. With Ford, technology limitations along the supply chain necessitated identical black Model Ts. That's not an issue today. Variety increases demand, and that means more chances to make cheaper and better batteries. Unlike Ford, Tesla can now focus on making core components like batteries in-house, leaving essential but non-core components like door handles or floor mats to a global supply chain. Henry Ford had to control everything because even a missing hubcap could stop the line. Musk could now choose to focus on batteries and not sweat the small stuff. Okay, lessons learned. First, focus on innovative products and core components, then trust your supply chain for everything else. Second, avoid overdoing resources on non-core aspects. The payback's just not there. And finally, keep your new products consistent with your core competency. It's the best way to leverage innovation.
That was Rocky Newman of Miami University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.